You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Here inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse for this week's Mailbag, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. Let's go to a question from Cole Merrick about one of the Broncos rookies, Philip Lindsay. He asks, how is Lindsay doing adjusting to fielding punts and kicks, and do you think he has a real chance at making the team? Well, your second question, does he have a real chance? Absolutely. I think running back, it's one of the most wide-open positions on the team right now. Of course, C.J. Anderson, last year's leading rusher. Now he's in Carolina. Devontae Booker atop the depth chart for what it's worth at this point because he's the veteran. But you see guys rotating onto the first team quite a bit during the OTA practices that we've watched the last couple weeks, including Philip Lindsay getting some work, taking handoffs from Case Keenum. Clearly, he has the speed and the toughness to function at the next level. The big question, like you mentioned, punts and kickoffs. Now, he has experience on kickoffs from CU. You know he can do that. That should translate well. Punts, I think that's something we're going to get a better feel on as the course of the offseason and training camp rolls on. I'd like to see what Philip Lindsay can do in the preseason, especially returning punts. If he proves he can handle that, and most importantly, have ball security when he fields the punts, he has a chance for that. But that being said, it's wide open. You have Deshaun Hamilton in the mix. Jordan Taylor will be in the mix at some point. Of course, Isaiah McKenzie coming back. Carlos Henderson, it's wide open. Lindsay is just one of a big group of guys there right now, but he's made an impression already. Next question, on to wide receivers from Scott Thielmeyer. Out of Thomas, Sanders, Sutton, and Hamilton, who do you most likely expect to play in the slot role? Well, I'm not sure it's going to be one guy who's going to necessarily be the slot. I think we could see multiple guys in there. I think Emmanuel Sanders could go into the slot from time to time if you have Demaryius Thomas and Courtland Sutton on the outside. Deshaun Hamilton, he'll be in the mix as well. In fact, it's interesting to hear Vance Joseph talk about where Courtland Sutton and Deshaun Hamilton stand right now. Deshaun Hamilton, more precise route runner. Courtland Sutton needs a bit more refinement but has all the athletic tools. Don't forget as well about Carlos Henderson and Isaiah McKenzie. Both of them could factor in the slot discussion based on how they do. Carlos Henderson was back out there this week after being limited to individual work last week. And Isaiah McKenzie, he had a good practice during the first OTA. So it's a little more wide open than it might seem. It's kind of hard to judge at this point where everybody stands. We're early, still learning about guys. So I'm not going to make a prediction there. Just tell you that it's wide open. It's even beyond those four guys that you mentioned. And I would watch out in particular for Emmanuel Sanders to bounce inside the slot from time to time. I think he could be really effective there if there's other guys working on the outside. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Hit me up on Twitter at Mace Denver. Listen to me also Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on Orange and Blue 760 with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater. Talk to you next week.